You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie MacDonald joins us next, and he remembers with some fondness the predecessor to the internet, a form of interconnection that required patience and thoughtfulness.
The internet is down. This message furrowed the brows and elevated stress levels all over campus. Indeed, on several campuses and everyone else connected to internet and internet too via AT&T. The bad news provoked a henny-penny moment because the sky is falling, the sky is falling. The dread reality of disconnection put everyone in a testy mood. This is evidence of our dependence, nearly complete now, on such technology. Not that long ago, before we had ever heard of the internet, we sent letters on real paper, typed or handwritten, that required a day to cross town and two or more days to travel to other states. Same delay with a response. And we survived. Telephone calls connected us to others quickly, at modest cost if they lived in our town, more expensively if elsewhere, especially in daytime. So lengthier, more leisurely telephone visits were saved until evening or weekends. Even highly moral folks might participate in mild fraud if traveling to relieve concern at home by placing a person-to-person call for themselves. The beneficiary participant in this deception simply refused the call, avoiding paying good old AT&T for the use of their equipment and personnel for reassurance. That is the same good old AT&T getting even with us now with no internet. So what do we do without our usual instant umbilical connection to the universe? We asked a couple of employees standing around chatting how they were coping with the problem, and their response was, "We're standing around and chatting." Another added that snacking and drinking coffee also helped fill the hours. Some responded that they had actually gotten more work done without the interruption of that arresting bell that summoned them to the computer, and the obligatory response it often demanded. Personally, I didn't miss the abundance of Viagra offerings, requests from friends and family stranded in London or Budapest and needing only $2,500 to get home, or notification that I had won $10 million and the agency needed only my $125 processing fee to receive my good fortune. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not as popular as the fellow who reported he missed 25 emails in less than an hour. But I do like to hear from friends. Sometimes folks take time to say they enjoyed one of these musings. And once in a while, the boss beeps in to see if I'm working. Right now, though, I think I'll just have a cup of coffee.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison there. His commentaries air each Friday at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the program guide at the top of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is made possible in part by the Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating more than 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. Morning Edition continues here on Red River Radio.